Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. I really appreciate you guys calling and texting, and we really like the live calls. And I know some of you guys are a little frightened that it's easier for you just to Facebook or Twitter me. And I mean, do I have to do that where I just go off Facebook and Twitter to make you guys call in? But I don't mind. I will take the calls and questions. I get you guys are shy, but it's really more fun when we hear you guys and your voice. But one of you had asked about why the feds would raise the interest rates. And I know I'm a doctor, and you know, I do know money, and I understand money, and I understand economy, and we talk about that. But I'm not an economist, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to affect the supply and demand issues we have right now with the prices going up. And if you raise interest rates, they are hoping that then there's going to be less spending. If there's less spending, there's less demand. Then there's going to be more supply, and then prices go down. And so we just spoke about the avian flu and the poultry and how they might have to vaccinate all these chickens because our chickens and our eggs are being affected. They've had to, I think, cull 22 million birds, which means their eggs and their chicken meat isn't being consumed. It's being thrown away. And so those prices are going up. And so we have all sorts of factors affecting prices right now. And with supply and demand, same thing with medicines. I'm very nervous about what can happen if things escalate with China, because a lot of our medicines come from China. And so if we don't get our generic medications or things coming out of China, then those prices go up. And if prices go up, people are going to demand the government steps in. The government's going to want to save the day. We're going to have socialized medicine, and it's going to be a mess. So, yeah, I watch what happens with the economy very seriously. And the reason why we're going into a recession and everybody's projecting a recession is because of inflation. It is inflation goes up, prices go up. Everybody says, well, pay your workers more. You pay workers more. Then because you're paying them more, it's costing more, so you raise your rates. And it's a snowball effect. And, you know, it's ridiculous. Nobody can live on $7 an hour anymore. I mean, wages had to go up. And when wages had to go up and there was a supply chain crisis, everything is costing more money. Feds raise the interest rates. That seems to help, sadly, more inflation. People are like, I'm not eating out. I'm not going to go to the movies. I'm not going to spend the money. It's too expensive. I'm done. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to diet. And then when they spend less, then supply starts to sit there for a while. And then people want to get rid of the supply. And then when they want to get rid of the supply, they drop the prices. So, you know, a recession is being forecasted, and a big bad one, by 2023. I thought that we were already kind of, it's COVID kind of complicated it. And again, economists could probably have a better term for what happened during COVID. We haven't really seen anything like that where governments tell you to shut down and you can't work and there's demand, but there's a weird demand because people were afraid to go out because of COVID. And then you had some businesses open, so they did really well. And then people who had online businesses did super well. And then because they were doing so well, they're like, well, we might as well make money because of the demand. So as there was more demand, prices went up. Now there's, if you would think people like, well, forget it, you know, but our supply is going to be, we're going to have major supply issues. And these major supply issues are stemming from a chicken and an egg standpoint, from a food standpoint, because of what's going on with avian flu, what's going on with what happened with our farmers, and them having to throw out tons of food because restaurants weren't open and parties weren't happening and conventions weren't happening. And so now that they're happening, they have to try to work overtime for crops. So there's going to be issues in terms of supply with that, with what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, how the breadbasket is affecting Europe's food, and then we're going to be required to export. It's going to be just a mess. And so how do you prepare for that? You know, I mean, we could talk and we could complain about what's happening in the world. I like to do something. I like to be busy with something. I like to keep busy. That's why I'm always kind of happy and in a good mood. Because rather than just sitting going, you know, woe is me, oh, this is going to suck, I feel like, well, I could do something. What could I do? What could I be doing right now? Now, we don't want people buying up all the chicken that's left. I mean, we don't want people buying up everything that's out there. Don't buy up all the Tylenol. Don't buy up all the potassium iodide tablets. You know, you only have X amount of money. But what you do need to do is already start coming up with a plan on you know, everyone's like, well, recession is a good thing because the prices are going to go down. Not entirely. You saw what happened with the Great Recession. With the Great Recession, people lose jobs. If you lose jobs and the government doesn't have the money to bail you out like they did with COVID, you don't even have the money to spend even if something does drop in price. We don't want a recession. We don't. Yes, the recession is going to probably cure the inflation, but it's not something you want. It's just evil fighting evil. So you need to realize that the world is changing to the degree of companies got spanked one side of their butts to the other, right? They had to fire their staff. They had to close down their business. Then they had to try and reopen it, and then they couldn't get their staff coming back. And so a lot of businesses are figuring out, how can I operate for the long haul? Well, it's with less staff. I need to figure out how to have less staff. This way, if they're scared of COVID, if they get sick with COVID, if they quit, if they don't want to come to work, whatever, I could still function as a business. So this automation push is going to be huge. If you're looking for a career, go into the career of automation, because everybody wants to be able to automate and figure out how to conduct their business people free, which is a shame because I like people. I'd rather have a person than a machine or automation. But that's where things are moving. Many people are so frustrated that they go to a fast food joint and it's closed and there's only drive-through. Well, because yeah, after COVID, why spend money on extra staff to manage the restaurant part of it, you know? So with the recession coming, your job is to kind of look at where you can cut, where you can save, and realize that we're in for a long beating financially. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Disney has a little bit of trouble, not only because of the political stance they have, but their sanitizers. Couple of their sanitizers have had to been recalled. So the FDA has issued a recall. Well, actually, FDA has advised and Best Brand has issued a voluntary recall of Mickey Mouse hand sanitizer, ethyl alcohol, 68%, due to the presence of methanol. And the Mandalorian hand sanitizer, ethyl alcohol, 68%, was found to have some benzene. Both of these are potential carcinogens. So, Best Brand Consumer Products voluntarily recalled two finished product lots of the Mandalorian hand sanitizer Ethyl alcohol 68%, which is available in green and blue formulations, and Mickey Mouse hand sanitizer, ethyl alcohol 68%, blue formulation. The FDA, is, during testing, found the presence of benzene in the Mandalorian and methanol in the Mickey Mouse hand sanitizer. Best Brands imported these two lots. They were produced by a third-party manufacturer. I can't say where that manufacturer was. Keep in mind, we do import a lot of things from China. I can't say that's where it came from, though. I'll look it up, though. Benzene, as you know, is classified as a human carcinogen. Substantial exposure can occur through inhalation, oral, skin. According to the FDA, it could also result in cancers including leukemia, blood cancer of the bone marrow, and blood disorders. Obviously, that could be life-threatening. Substantial exposures to methanol. We've spoken about methanol. Signs of methanol poisoning is like headache, blurred vision, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, drowsiness, confusion, seizures, nerve damage, coma, and death. Remember, there were some people that got sick pretty badly from methanol in their hand sanitizer. So late February, Best Brands was notified. They investigated and determined that both of the affected lots were produced during the months of April and May 2020. They had already been removed from sale in April 2021 for unrelated commercial reasons. Now, they have not received any adverse events related to these voluntary recalled lots, but to play it safe. Now, you know, I think we overuse hand sanitizer. Listen, I want you to wash your hands. And I get, if you can't wash your hands, that you want to use the next best thing. And I used hand sanitizer for years. I still do. Even though I don't see as many patients, I still will sanitize before I see a patient and put on gloves. But what it did to my hands was just, it was horrible. My hands would get cut up, you know, you'd get that eczema, they'd get dry, they'd crack. Your body's not supposed to be exposed to alcohol that much. That's why we stop drinking when we get to our 30s, because our body's like, nope, not working for us. And so we have to kind of rethink, you know, what are we doing here? Soap and water is still, hands down, the best thing you could do. And I really worry about the bugs, that the superbugs that we might be making because of our obsession with hand sanitizer. We were actually starting to cut back on it. With hand sanitizer, we were starting to realize, look, we got to go back to soap and water. And then, because of COVID and the threats of companies not being allowed to reopen, once they were able to reopen, there was hand sanitizer everywhere. In fact, there was a hand sanitizer shortage because everybody was buying up so they could say, you see, I have sanitizing stations. You see, I make the staff sanitize. You see, I mean, we did. We bought what we could. But then I noticed that when companies were able to open up, and there was a hand sanitizer shortage, that the bottles looked different. And people made their own hand sanitizer. And it would stink of tequila. It would smell of alcohol. But people were so afraid that they wouldn't be able to open up that they had to show they had something there. And I thought that was really concerning. So hand sanitizer may have anywhere from 60 to 95% alcohol base. That sort of alcohol base is toxic to many pathogens. Ethanol is an effective toxin to viruses. Isopropyl alcohol is also very effective at killing bacteria. But can they give rise to superbugs? Well, they could. So how does hand sanitizer cause superbugs? So a superbug is a bacteria or a virus that's resistant to other things and can outlast an antibiotic or a hand sanitizer wipe. And the reason why is what ends up happening is you cause the initial assault with the hand sanitizer per se. And the bacteria and the viruses usually die. Except for some. And some may wake up and go, whoa, I'm still alive. Well, that bacteria or virus is going to make progeny. And if that bacteria or virus or fungi or whatever pathogen had the ability to withstand that blow, then their progeny will most likely have the same genes. And so when you overuse something, these bacteria and pathogens seem to learn. And they seem to, I guess, genetically figure out a way to bypass it. That's what happened with COVID and the masks. They learned how to get around our gaiters and our bandanas and whatever else we were putting on our faces. Such that by the time we were even using surgical masks, COVID still figured out how to get around it. Well, duh, because it wants to live. So the superbugs that or these super strains or these drug resistant or sanitizer resistant, we make them. There was a study in 2018 published in Science Translational Medicine. It found a multi-drug resistant strain of bacteria, Enterococcus faecium, to be resistant to hospital grade hand sanitizers. We are creating bacteria and bugs that will not succumb to our hand sanitizers. That's why soap and water work, because you're washing it away. It's going into a drain, but hopefully nobody's drinking from the drain. Now, I don't like when people may do it yourself. Many business establishments have these generic containers with hand sanitizer. And there were reports on social media saying that people were using alcohol. And it would stink. I can't name the place, but we were reeking. Customers would, because you couldn't go into the place without sanitizing. So you took some sanitizer, and then you stunk of alcohol the rest of the day. I'm like, I got to drive in my car home. If I get pulled over, I mean, I'll tell them to smell my hands, but that's a problem. So how does alcohol work? Well, alcohol is a desiccant. So the reason why alcohol kills is it dehydrates. It dries. And so what ends up happening is the bacteria ends up dehydrating, or the virus starts to get breakdown of the wall. And alcohol, in fact, is its most dangerous to pathogens. You can put alcohol on something, but as it dries, it's where the damage happens. Well, if you have eczema and dry hands or dry skin, it causes flare-ups. So everybody that ends up calling in going, yep, I got some bad eczema on my hands, it's the weather, I'll ask them, how much hand sanitizer do you use? Now, most people are starting to figure out the hand sanitizer is worsening it. That's why we say use soap and water. Then some of these hand sanitizers have fragrances in it. Triclosan, not used in a lot of products today, has been known to affect thyroid hormone levels. Those have been, and triclosan has been in a bunch of products that we found, like sunscreen, things like that. And that could be an endocrine disruptor. Now, if you are going to apply hand sanitizer, the big mistake everybody makes is they soak up their hands and they wipe it on their pants. According to the World Health Organization, they say fill the entire palm, rub both palms together first, put right hand over the left, interlace fingers, left hand over the right, interlace fingers, interlock fingers to get under the nails, rotational rubbing to clean the thumb. Hands are clean once the alcohol is dried. They say the process takes 30 full seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Most of you do your squirt and rub in 2 seconds. Now, one study from the University of Hospital Basel found that you could still do the steps in about 15 seconds and get the same results. But, again, we don't want to lead to resistance where bugs like, wait a second. So the problem is because we're using the hand sanitizer for 2 seconds, we could be possibly making drug resistant bugs. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company, Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president continues to accuse Russia of war crimes. Speaking virtually to the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has been targeting and killing civilians, including children. A new report claims Hunter Biden's federal tax investigation might also involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post says a Delaware grand jury is examining Hunter Biden's foreign business ties that involves millions of dollars. One witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. A former business associate of Hunter Biden previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. Biden has always maintained he's had nothing to do with his son's business affairs. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats and Republicans come together on a new COVID bill.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The five-time champion making the comments Tuesday morning before playing practice rounds. Tiger saying he wants to practice more before making the final decision, but thinks he can win the Masters if he plays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Volodymyr Zelensky has now addressed over 19 global parliaments since Russia's invasion began. And he has been asking for help. We've been giving help financially and equipment, but sadly, the death and the destruction, the rapes, the annihilation of cities and villages are too numerous to count, and it's not letting up. Today, Zelensky addressed the UN, and that's the job of the UN, to be peacekeeping force, to protect human rights, and asking for the suspension of Russia and for the UN to help. That's kind of the UN's job. So, we'll see what happens next. In other updates, U.S. Democratic lawmakers have asked President Biden to strengthen cyber assistance to Ukraine. They've asked Joe Biden to increase cybersecurity assistance to Ukraine and European allies because of a hack that disrupted service at key Ukrainian internet service providers. This happened about a month ago. And the vulnerability of the system has obviously been exploited by other entities, most notably Russia, but we can't say for sure. It could also be China. So in a letter to Biden, Senators Ed Markey and Representative Bill Keating, both of Massachusetts, expressed concern that Russia would lash out further cyber attacks in Ukraine or with hacking that tests NATO's resolve as Russian military progress in Ukraine stalls. So while you would think everybody would be like, ooh, yay, they pulled out of Kyiv, you know, the Ukrainians have been able to stall them, you know, people worry that then Russia turns to other more aggressive means, whether it's nuclear, whether it's through cyber attacks. And trust me, Russia is, you know, just probably salivating at the chance to cyber attack us again, if they were the ones responsible for some of the key cyber attacks that affected power lines and other issues that we had. So, you know, this is really our time to step things up and make sure that we have, you know, as much cybersecurity as possible or fixes. But this is going to be, you know, if Russia attacks us, it's going to be first as a cyber attack. There have been multiple, quote-unquote, Russian-linked hacking incidents against Ukrainian organizations, but the big one is the one that knocked out a bunch of satellite modems as well as their banking. And so Biden had warned U.S. business executives of the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity, and it's fairly consequential, and it's coming. And keep in mind, remember, Biden gave Putin a list of, I guess, places or industries not to hack. So Biden has that list. I'd love to see that list, to be honest. I think a lot of us would like to see that list. Be prepared. The healthcare sector is probably going to be involved. When the healthcare sector got hacked last year, hospitals had to deter patients. Things couldn't be ordered. I mean, I was telling, you know, residents were calling me, and I'm like, just order it on paper. They go, they won't let us. We can't do paper. I go, if you got to order the scan, go downstairs to radiology. That's what I would do. I'd go downstairs to radiology. They usually stick radiologists in the basement. I don't know why, but not all of them are there. And I'm like, go downstairs, tell the radiologists that you need a CAT scan, order it, put on paper, and then later you can input it to the computer where the computers are up. Doesn't seem to, no. So we have such a vulnerability on computers. As it said, Zelensky has addressed 19 global parliaments in a bid to get support. Zelensky compared Russia's invasion to Nazi bombing of Guernica to the Spanish parliament. And, I mean, you know, he's been, he's supposed to be fighting a war. I don't understand why we're putting him through all these addresses. But it's sadly, you know, he's not receiving the help that he needs, and they're struggling. They're holding them off fantastically, but we're seeing dead bodies, and we're seeing the aftermath of what happens when Russia, you know, comes into their cities. Twitter says they are no longer amplifying or recommending Russian government accounts, but they are not stopping short of a full ban. Remember I told you Vladimir Putin still has a Twitter account? Trump doesn't, but Vladimir Putin does. And who knows, maybe when Elon Musk takes, if Elon Musk gets to have some say now that he's a huge stockholder. But apparently the Russian government has millions of followers across numerous accounts, including several operated from the office of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Russia's foreign and defense ministries, and diplomatic missions. The U.S. is going to announce a new sanction package on Russia tomorrow, according to a Biden official. So, new sanctions. I mean, the sanctions are nice, but people are dying. And while people are dying and getting raped, and these cities are getting shelled, you know, we're expecting applause for, well, we're going to sanction Russia. Like I said before, the UN needs to get their butt in there, needs to tell Russia to cease fire, and they need to get innocent people out. People can't flee, or they're being killed as they're trying to flee. Doctors Without Borders, according to CNN, describes witnessing a hospital bombing in Mykolaiv. they described the hospital bombing, and there was a four-person team that visited Mykolaiv, and they said the area of the hospital came under fire. There were several explosions that took place in close proximity to our staff over the course of about 10 minutes. As they were leaving the area, the MSF team saw injured people, at least one dead body, but they couldn't give exact numbers. I mean, how many more witnesses do we need? Now, a humanitarian convoy supply was able to reach Severodonetsk in East Ukraine. Humanitarian supplies have been hijacked and stolen from Russian troops. This one actually made it. They had food rations, canned goods, flour, solar-powered lamps, mattresses, plastic sheeting, blankets for 17,000 people, as well as four hospital electricity generators. So that was nice. At least the UN Refugee Agency and other international organizations are trying to get stuff there, but we got to get people out. The UN says images from Bucha show that all the signs that civilians were directly targeted and killed. And so, you know, we could hold Russia accountable. We could say Putin's going to be, you know, accused of war crimes and have to stand trial. But we have people dying, and I really think that it is the UN's job. Right? If America isn't, if Americans don't think it's going to be, you know, their, shall we say, their job, you know, to go in and be the, you know, to save other countries, that's what UN is for. UN was built in 1945 to be the ones to maintain peace, and that's their job. We're just being told now, breaking news. Regional military governor confirms a strike by Russian forces on a children's hospital in Mykolaiv. Why a children's hospital? They're shelling children. What sort of a threat? They want to kill children. What is this? How much more evidence do we need that this is a humanitarian crisis, a genocide? You know, somebody needs to stop this. Ukraine's asking for help. Ukraine didn't ask for this war. Russia came in, and now we're being told from the military governor of Ukraine's Mykolaiv region that the children's hospital was shelled. Why? So, you know, I wish there was more we could do. I told my husband, I want to go down there. Let me help. My stupid butt isn't as athletic as it used to be. I mean, I think we watch this helplessly. And you know, we're on, what, day 43, 44? I don't know how many days this has been going on for now. I mean, we could keep donating, we could keep sending supplies, but if they're going to Russian soldiers, somebody needs to get those people out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my biggest fears is being in the middle of surgery and then waking up to the surgery and not being fully anesthetized. That has been a biggest fear. Well, there was a woman who had been, I think, having a C-section. And she woke up in the middle of her surgery, and she has been completely traumatized by it. She is suing the hospital. And I think the hospital has denied any wrongdoing. So I'd like to always see both sides of the story. But Newsweek is reporting that a patient is suing her anesthetist because she was left wide awake and suffering the prolonged agony of the surgeon's knife during, a hernia operation. All right? Stacey Gustafson was given drugs that temporarily paralyzed her. But she wasn't given the pain relief. So she was paralyzed. So she couldn't talk, scream. She thought she was moving her head, but she wasn't. So she didn't lose consciousness, and she said she suffered until up to 35 minutes after the operation had begun. 35 minutes is a long time. That's torture. The mom of one told Newsweek she had been left so traumatized by what happened that she has made the heartbreaking decision not to have any more children in case she needs to have a C-section. Gustafson compared the situation as a horror film of torture. She was unable to move or scream to stop the surgeon cutting her open. Now she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and crippling daily flashbacks. Newsweek says they have seen Gustafson's medical records, which show staff seemingly recorded their discovery that her propofol IV, the short-acting medication that causes you to lose consciousness, was not connected to her during the procedure at the Rose Medical Center in Denver, Colorado. This occurred on October 2, 2019. According to the U.S. Anesthesia Partners of Colorado, the company that employed the two medics responsible for providing the anesthesia, they deny negligence and is seeking to defend the case in court, and they said they will be defending this case vigorously. This is a disaster. This is something that breaks the trust. And again, she's lying, that's a disaster. But if she's not lying, it's even more of a disaster. You want to trust that your anesthesiologist is doing their job. You want to trust that your surgeon is doing their job. She's 34 years old. She was interviewed by Newsweek. She said it was just complete black. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I was basically paralyzed lying on the table. I felt a really sharp pain in my abdomen, which felt like I was being cut. I could hear the doctor, the surgeon. It sounded like he was giving instructions to somebody. I could feel everything. It was pulling, ripping, burning. And the only way I can think to describe it is just feeling that my insides were ripped out. She claimed she was told later that her IV had been disconnected, so medics could administer an anti-nausea drug, but they failed to reconnect the line again afterwards. There's always supposed to be an active line. I can't believe this. Instead of the IV pumping the anesthetic directly in her body, it pumped out the tube straight onto her bed. Her pillow had it. So it got on the pillow. There's not supposed to... Meanwhile, they say the medicine that had been administered earlier to paralyze her had succeeded. She wasn't particularly nervous before the surgery. She had multiple surgeries before. But then when she was fully conscious, that's so bad. She tried to shake her head back and forth, hoping they would realize, but she couldn't. She couldn't move her head. Surgery began at 1420. Around 1442, medical records show the staff saw movement of head. They peeled off her eye tape to look at her eyes. See no other signs of consciousness. They simply gave her inhalation agent and continued with the surgery for another 13 minutes. Eventually, the staff noticed the IV was leaking onto the pillow. Man. So they do have it documented. 1455, patient pillow wet. Propofol infusion discovered not connected. Propofol infusion connected. So you get the propofol first. They put you to sleep. You see it happen. Now, I've had multiple surgeries. I've had, you know, multiple colonoscopies. You see the white stuff. And you see it, you know, and everybody's like, bye-bye. Think about Hawaii. See ya. And I'm like, oh, bye. And then you just, and then you fall asleep. But if the infusion wasn't continued, then they put in the paralytic. She told the staff what happened. Her husband found her crying when he came to see her. Not to mention she had the surgery. This is just horrible. She still has fallout. It's affected her job, her life. It's been 2.5 years. And she's now very fearful of having surgery. Doesn't want a C-section. I don't blame her. If she has to have a baby, then she has to have a C-section. This awake paralysis is one of the most horrible things. The attorney added she's extremely confident that her client has a case because they documented that the IV was not connected and had been running out onto the pillow. We feel like it's a pretty clear-cut case where the medication that was supposed to be keeping her asleep just never got to her. So they are suing the U.S. Anesthesia Partners of Colorado, two of its employees, anesthesiologist Gregory James Goldenhirsch and certified registered nurse anesthetist Catherine Palomino. It'll be interesting to see what they do. They have said, the firm's vice president of communications, Tony Good, said that USAP provides excellent anesthesia care for possibly 225,000 patients in Colorado each year. Our over 500 clinicians in Colorado are focused on one thing, patient safety. This is demonstrated by the high-quality outcomes we have across the many thousands of surgeries and procedures in which we provide anesthesia care each year. As this case is a legal matter, it is inappropriate to comment or litigate the matter publicly, other than say that the USAP will be defending this case vigorously. So the trial is set July 18th. So there are checklists. You get these checklists in anesthesia. And so, you know, we watch the, oxygen level. We make sure carbon dioxide when we intubate, rather than, remember, people used to be intubated in the wrong tube. They used to be intubated in their esophagus and not their trachea. So we wait and see the purple, the sign of carbon dioxide in the monitor. So we know that we intubated you properly. And then we listen to your lungs. There's all these things that we do. And then as well as we also check for, you to be numb. Now, a surgeon will always lightly pinch and touch the patient to make sure they are under. And then they look at their face. Now, the problem is the eyes are closed. So the eyes don't dry out. The eyes are closed. So if somebody might have been initially, sedated and then they didn't stay sedated, already the surgeons are working. Now, there's a 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Australian National University has analyzed some medical records from Chinese surgeons, and they say the Chinese surgeons have removed the hearts and lungs of death row inmates while they were still alive. They say China, this is according to the Australian National University study, China has enlisted surgeons to execute prisoners by cutting out their hearts. The study examined thousands of medical papers from China, uncovered that this is part of an organ harvesting trade. The research was published in the American Journal of Transplantation, found the certified causes of death did not align with the medical procedures listed in 56 hospitals across the country, and it said prisoners' hearts were harvested from their chests before they were brain dead to be given to transplant recipients. Now, concerned human rights advocates and said the new mounting evidence tells a terrible tale of murder and mutilation in China. These stories coming out of the Chinese Communist Party are almost too dreadful to believe, unquote. Man, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.